Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live Special number 153, recorded January 30th, 2013. RIM's BlackBerry OS 10 announcement. TWIT Live Specials are brought to you by Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to TWIT Live News coverage of RIM's big bet, BlackBerry OS 10. We're going to be shortly taking you to the live stream of the RIM BlackBerry announcement in New York. Now, they're doing a simultaneous announcement all around the world, lots of different locations, London and a bunch of other places. This is RIM's attempt to get back in the game in a big way. They've placed a lot of their future riding on BlackBerry OS 10. We know a lot about it. We're going to talk about that with Ayaz Akhtar in a minute, but want to thank our sponsor, Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Slingbox always helping you bring breaking news right here on TWIT. Ayaz Akhtar, how you doing? It's early for us out here on the West Coast.
It is super early. It's 6:57 in the morning right now. I'm doing quite well. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, too. We're keeping an eye on the live blogs, and of course, there's a live stream going on. Jammer B behind the board, making sure that we got that piped in and able to watch that. Thank you for coming in earlier as well, John. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And let's talk a little bit before we get going here about what we know. We know it's probably going to be the Z10. There might be a Z20. We know it's going to be a black version. And Gadget reported today that the white version wouldn't be out until February 15th. So we'll get the black one today, white one February 15th. We know it's going to have near-field communications. There was a Register article today speculating that it might have the ability to download keys, which would be, that would be an interesting differentiator. That's the thing we're going to be keeping an eye out. What is different? BlackBerry World has already launched. That gives you first run, like day after DVD release movies, new TV shows, music. That kind of puts it back in the game on par with Apple and Android and Microsoft. But what's going to bring it out? And the Register article suggesting that, you know, maybe your key card for your business, your enterprise, would be on the phone. So you just hold your phone up to unlock a door to get yourself in a building. That could be interesting if that were true. Ayaz, anything else catch your eye out there that you've been keeping an eye on?
Well, I mean, I've been taking a look at the BlackBerry OS 10 for a while now because there's been leaks of it. You've seen it, at least a variant of it, on the playbook. It's supposed to be a lot simpler. In all the demos that RIM has shown, it's supposed to be really about productivity, being able to do everything with one hand, very, very gesture-dependent. I'm really curious about how the hardware is going to do, with this operating system, and to see if it performs as well as it did in all the demos.
Yeah, we've seen so many leaks of this thing. I don't think the look of it's going to be a big surprise. In fact, there was Engadget had pictures of it on the shelf at Phones for You in the UK earlier today. But yeah, that software. Thorsten Heinz has said over and over, BlackBerry OS 10 is, you know, we've been waiting. We delayed it until after the holidays to get it right. So, okay, that's the right thing to do. Don't put it out when it's broken. Don't put it out when it's wrong. What does it have to do for you, Ayaz, to make this just sing? To make this be the like, wow, RIM is back.
Well, I think the first thing they did was lining up all those major partners for the app world, whether they're called the BlackBerry world, excuse me. That was a major deal. The fact that it's supposed to launch with 70,000 applications out of the gate, that I think is the first good start to this. But these phones, I'm kind of curious about the hardware, because when it came to something like the BlackBerry Storm, I think that's the touchscreen one, it had a very strange way of this sure press clicking thing. If this hardware design can stand out, at least the touchscreen model, that would be quite impressive. Although in all the leaks and what we've seen, it's kind of an understated business first style, which is intelligent for BlackBerry. And intelligently, RIM did not switch off of a physical keyboard. They have that other model. So I'm not sure what's going to wow me as much as I'm just thinking, like, if they have all the major apps out of the gate, which they do, and if they have decent hardware, maybe the pricing. If the pricing is extraordinarily low, maybe that would get people in the door.
Yeah, I think you're kind of, sir. I think we're all both circling around the fact that RIM probably needs to win big with business. That's where their strength is. BlackBerry Enterprise Server, BlackBerry Messenger service. There's a rumor today that maybe BlackBerry Messenger wouldn't launch in places like Saudi Arabia for various reasons. I think that would be a mistake. I think what RIM needs to do is come out and say, sure, you've got your iPhones, you've got your Android phones, and sure, you've got Samsung out there with that advertisement that kind of implies that their phone is great for the enterprise, and BlackBerrys are old-fashioned. Well, guess what? We're not old-fashioned, but we are sensible. We're professional. We're the phone that's not for playing around. We don't have a Mattel-like interface. We don't look like a toy. We're for business. But I still think that's good. And if it does, like you say, if it gets on par with all of the things that you can do in Android and iOS and Windows Phone, that can be enough to get them attention. But they need something else to kind of juice them, to get people to say, well, maybe I actually want to get rid of my old Samsung Galaxy S and get this new Z10 or Z20.
When Samsung introduced the S3, they showed off a whole bunch of items that really made that phone stand out. Not only gesture supports, but when you took the phone, you turned it over, turned on like do not disturb modes. It looks like Samsung tried really hard to figure out, okay, sure, we have an Android phone, big screen, it's really fast. What else can we add? And those are like those small things, even though they seem a little strange on their own. By piling them onto this device, I think that made it strong as a different phone. I don't know if BlackBerry if RIM could do something like that. The idea of copying your keys, that does sound intriguing. I mean, if there's a desktop component, if you can make your BlackBerry maybe like a laptop or something, or maybe cloud backup, I'm not really sure what exactly their hook could be, because as like you're saying, enterprise is going to be all big fans of BlackBerry devices, but to get the consumer in, I mean, there's so many different cheap Android devices out there. So even if a value-based proposition was what RIM was going for, they're up against a huge amount of phones. So they really have to stand out in some way, and it's kind of hard to figure out.
Let's go ahead and get the live stream that RIM is providing up in the window. They're about 3 minutes late now. They had given journalists so many warnings to take their seat that I thought maybe they'd start on time, but apparently not.
That's okay. The operating system's been late for about, what, 3 or 4 months? So, and the phone's been delayed by 3 or 4 months. What's a couple more minutes while we wait for RIM to put themselves on stage?
Hey, Jammer B, is it possible to do that inset thing where you have us down in the corner and the RIM feed in the main?
This is what I've got so far. I'm working on it, though.
Okay.
I'll have it pretty soon.
Yeah, just go ahead and throw it up. I can't hear their music, so I can't tell when they...
I've got it in my ear.
Okay. Hate when these things start late, because then it just makes you tap dance in a way that you don't want to get too far into a good conversation, because you're gonna have to interrupt it. And I think we covered the main points here. They need something.
What was your opinion on the gesture based operating system? Because I was intrigued by the idea of holding this phone, because the big draw to me is like I want to be able to look at data on the go really fast. If one of my hands is full, like I'm running in an airport. That was like the case scenario they kept showing in the demos. You had this one hand, you can kind of just flick up and see everything up front. This is something Windows Phone kind of does already with all that upfront data with its live tiles. Is that enough of a productivity boost? You find out you're saving all this time. Do you think that, does that intrigue you at all, Tom?
That's nifty. I actually love the gesture-based interface on the playbook. I think that's fantastic. And in fact, I find myself trying to do it. Like when I picked up the Kindle Fire, which is essentially the same hardware, mm-hmm. I was like, how do you get to the menu on this thing? I kept swiping down from the top, and then I ran, oh, right, yeah, you have to hold, and then you find the menu button. It is much better. It is much slicker. But I don't, again, that's one of those things where, okay, that's a checkbox. That's a very nice to have. Not the big thing. Looks like they're running a pre-roll video, so let's take a look, see what they have to say. It's all... It's all on screen. One device for work and play. I'll read along for the audio people. Reinvented the BlackBerry experience. Redesigned, re-engineered, reinvented BlackBerry.
Why did redesign have an asterisk? I'm not making that up. Is that...
Hello, no, I know.
Welcome to the BlackBerry experience. I'm Jack Berry coming to you live from New York City, where in just a few moments, we will officially launch BlackBerry 10. Before we do, I'm going to help set the stage by sharing just some of the worldwide excitement happening now. First, let's check in with our audiences from around the globe, starting with London.
Oh, they're going to do a little worldwide check-in? Uh-oh.
Dubai.
This is very New Year's Eve style.
Toronto.
Of course they have to be in Canada.
And they have the lowest frame rate in Toronto.
It's because of Rogers.
Paris.
So everyone is bathed in blue light.
Johannesburg.
As is the color of BlackBerry's experience today.
This is interesting. RIM trying to emphasize the fact that they are a global presence, not just a regional phone, which is very, very true.
This shows an emphasis on the international market, because the U.S. is where they've lost a lot of market share. So they're not dead yet. And it appears that their announcer's microphone isn't working.
He looks very sincere, though.
And slightly happy about something. So hopefully he's introducing Thorsten Hines at some point. I mean, I wonder if this delay for BlackBerry 10, a lot of it had to do with the power shift up top. I mean, we had those co-CEOs for a while. And everyone's like, why aren't they leaving?
I'm stoked about BlackBerry 10.
BlackBerry 10 is sleek. Actually, when I first saw it, I was like, wow.
The openness of the BlackBerry 10 platform is fantastic. I really like the gesture-based OS.
So it's very rare we get our hands on a device or a series of devices that can encompass every market.
J'étais vraiment surpris par sa grande fluidité, sa simplicité d'utilisation.
I was really surprised how smoothly it works. My first impression of BlackBerry 10 is wow. The screen is just wow.
It's multitasking. To be able to run email, social networking, all at the same time on one device.
Latin America. The application for BlackBerry 10 also will allow BlackBerry users to share their experiences in Hoyts through social networks. If you're going to develop something really special, the version of MTV Night Finder developed natively with Cascades. The Middle East.
I like that everything is going to keep running all the time because I keep running, so I want my BlackBerry to keep running as well.
It now supports Cascades. It gives a more smoother transition from Windows.
One of the cool features in BlackBerry 10 is the balance. If I have a work profile, I can quickly shift to the personal profile. If I'm in the personal profile, I can quickly shift to the enterprise profile.
And North America.
I think it's a big win for carriers, for users, for developers.
BB10, I think with the new gesture approach, allows people to quickly access things and with the hub, see things across multiple forms of communication.
We're really looking forward to BlackBerry Enterprise Service 10, take advantage of its new enhanced features so that we can have more manageability, more security.
I think what excites me the most about the BlackBerry 10 is the camera and video functions.
It's very exciting for us to further access, to give mobile access to our films on this new platform.
The keyboard is literally, and I've used many of them, literally the best experience, the fastest experience, the most efficient experience that I've ever seen.
For me, BlackBerry 10 is the best mobile computing platform there is out there.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to rock the world.
If you are as excited as we are about BlackBerry 10, join the conversation at hashtag BlackBerry 10. And you won't have to wait much longer. We are just a few moments to launch. But first, joining us is someone who has spent over a year globetrotting, working with the companies that have been developing applications for BlackBerry 10. Vice President of Developer Relations, Alec Saunders. Thanks for being here, Alec.
Hi, Jack. Good to be here.
Well, they've really turned this into a talk show.
So tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I mean, the journey has been phenomenal. You know, last August we totted it up and we thought that we had covered 2.5 million miles
of airtime between myself and Marty Malik's business development team, and we haven't stopped since then. We've literally been to every continent on the planet except Antarctica. There aren't any developers there.
Yet.
We've been to 44 cities. We've taken our tour everywhere. We've seen developers all over and connected with them, and it's been an amazing experience all around.
So what has the response been from developers in the RIM community?
Actually, pretty phenomenal.
pretty disappointing. Nobody really likes it.
Developers that we've never seen before.
What is he going to say?
Young people. So, for example, in Latin America, we had a 12-year-old get up and give a pitch. At one of our pitching contests, his dad actually had to do the translation because he didn't speak English. In India, we saw another 15-year-old who'd written a book about programming for BlackBerry 10. And of course, we've been seeing this huge groundswell of support. One of the things that we saw in January, we ran two online port-a-thons. Now, a port-a-thon is an event where developers get online and they work with my team to work to solve problems to get apps submitted to the store. We had 15,000 apps submitted.
So this is like a pregame show for Thorsten Hines coming out and doing the actual launch. They're trying to do a spin on the normal CEO comes walking out and makes the big announcement.
Totally stoked. Totally pumped.
He's getting a lot of information about apps and development.
Sure.
That's very important, obviously.
To all the developers out there, thank you. Thank you for your commitment, your support, your dedication. With your help, we have put together what is, bar none, the largest catalog of applications ever for a first-generation product launch in mobile. So thank you, and thank you again.
Thank you, Alex. Except it's not a first-generation product launch.
For mobile. Launched in January 2013.
Has really embraced BlackBerry 10 and is excited to show you what they have to offer. But there's also another group that is over the top about today, and those are the dedicated BlackBerry 10 fans. Let's take a look at two who just couldn't keep their enthusiasm to themselves.
By the way, if you go to www.rim.com/newsroom.html, you can watch this stream without our commentary. There's no reason if you're annoyed by us interjecting that you need to stick around.
At the first thoughts, that's it. BlackBerry 10 will give a jaw-dropping moment for everyone.
Now, this video is showing people applying bumper stickers to say, honk if you want BlackBerry 10.
I have to share my passion
and enthusiasm
to as many people
as possible. Which is an interesting way to do marketing by annoying other people.
That's the challenge.
BlackBerry 10!
BlackBerry 10, I'm dying to own it. Let's hit up this BlackBerry nation.
Gosh, I hope they're putting those bumper stickers on their cars.
Yellow bumper stickers that say honk.
My name is Lil E. What went into the song was I started losing sleep waiting for the launch date of BlackBerry 10. I wanted to create No Sleep to BlackBerry 10 to give Team BlackBerry a song to get everybody ready and pumped up for the launch date, January 30th.
I mean, is this a tongue-in-cheek joke about the delays? I mean, no sleep till back.
What
BlackBerry
I like
10?
To support about BlackBerry 10 is that you're able to do multiple things without leaving the application.
People in Dallas can't wait. Bring on BlackBerry 10.
I think it's trying to show that they weren't just delaying because they're lazy. They were working very hard
to make music. Spread the word that BlackBerry 10 is on the move. You know, I think I saw one of those stickers on the back of a taxi here in Manhattan. And to Little E, hopefully...
As people in the chat room are pointing out, those stickers that say honk, we didn't in that package ever hear anyone honk.
It's the tale of, or shall I say it's the ponytail of Crackberry Kevin. A year ago, Kevin made a promise. Kevin, if you could stand up and join me.
Hi, Kevin. I kind of don't like this anymore.
So I heard a year ago you made a commitment.
I want the announcement.
I did, and the commitment was no cutting my hair until BlackBerry 10 officially launched.
It's going to
great. So BlackBerry 10 has officially launched, and I see that you still have your ponytail. What are you waiting for?
I do. You know, it's a lot of work growing long hair, and I've kind of fallen in love with my flowing locks.
Tom, who do you think this stream is for?
And
I mean, is this for the general public? The way it's being presented,
this is for the RIM fans. This is to try to get the people who are still into RIM, and there's a lot of folks who are just big fans of BlackBerry to kind of juice them up and get them excited.
Juicing BlackBerry fans.
So, we've got some scissors here. How about we just, if you could take a lock or just the hole.
Here's the problem with this little conceit here. Sure, this is all fun and games. The guy didn't cut his hair until it launched, but it hasn't launched. They haven't brought anybody out. They haven't given us any details. You're cutting his hair too early.
Well, this is like the ball dropping in Times Square.
Yeah, they're cutting off his ponytail. There it goes.
BlackBerry. The promotion for BlackBerry.
She's just hacking it, too.
Let's give him a round of applause.
using safety scissors from a third grader's pencil.
You know, do you have any clippers? We could put the logo of BlackBerry on the side here.
No.
Yep. No. How stoked are you about BlackBerry the 10?
I'm stoked. This is the day we've been waiting for a long time, and it's almost here, so let's do it.
Let's do it. Thanks for being a good sport, man. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well,
let me cut your hair.
That is just some of the energy and excitement we have right now that have led us to this moment. Our global stages are set, and the wait is over. Ladies and gentlemen, this is BlackBerry 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the president and CEO of Research in Motion, Torsten Hines.
Oh.
All right, good stuff.
Good morning. Good day. Good afternoon. Good night, wherever you celebrate the launch of BlackBerry 10. Thanks for joining us here from New York to London, Dubai, Johannesburg, Paris, Jakarta, Delhi, and Toronto. And I guess I hear some noise in those cities right now, if I'm not mistaken. And for sure, to all of our employees watching around the world. We have definitely been on a journey of transformation. A journey to not only transform our business and our brand, but one which I truly believe will transform mobile communications into true mobile computing. It's been almost 1 year exactly since I was handed the reins at Research in Motion. And it has been easily the most challenging year of my career to date. But it has also been, by far, the most exhilarating and the most rewarding one. And I remember people asking me how I felt about taking over the role as CEO. And all I kept saying was, it was one of the best opportunities I'd seen in my career to date. Because I know that innovation is at the heart of RIM.
You know, the one thing about the crappy pre-announcement stuff is it makes the boring CEO hype seem perfectly reasonable.
Here we are.
It's anchor boring. So you know what boring sounds like.
This is so exciting.
It is.
And so many people have played a role in getting us to this day. Our developer community and application partners, our carrier and retail partners, our customers, and the members of the communities where we live and work. But most of all, it has been our employees. The people at RIM have been at their most creative, their most engaged, and their most committed. I really would like to take this moment to thank our employees and to congratulate you on your accomplishments. BlackBerry 10 is here.
Good morale boosting move there. Good job.
I used to keep that to the end. You guys sat here. You were shills for us. Now
this is one of the biggest launches in our industry. And today is actually not the finish line. It's the starting line. When we first gave you a look at our vision for BlackBerry 10, we told you we were building this with a specific set of customers in mind.
People who use phones.
People who are hyper-connected socially.
Same thing.
People who have an appetite for getting things done. The true multitaskers.
The GTD crowd.
And people who want to get the
probably on purpose, yeah,
out of their smartphones. It's people who need balance in both their personal and professional lives. People who want simplicity of having everything in one place. It's people who want to flow seamlessly from app to app and feature to feature without having to go in and out using a home button all the time. People who consider true multitasking a must-have. And we all know these people are moving quickly and they need their mobile devices to keep them up to speed and help them get things done. And guess what? BlackBerry 10 will keep them moving.
Yeah, so emphasizing productivity, emphasizing business. That's smart.
To broadband, from analog to digital. And now we intend, as RIM, to lead the move from mobile communications to mobile computing, to true mobile computing.
I wish you'd have said that they're the luckiest people in the BlackBerry world.
We will soon give you more ways to connect your mobile experiences and yourself, not just to other people, but to the whole world around you. You will be in the middle of your personal Internet of Things, constantly connected to all your information in real time.
So far, this sounds like every other phone.
And with BlackBerry's secure network,
Internet of Things.
Well, maybe there'll be BlackBerry products.
We will
products.
Be a leader in connecting you to your Internet of Things. And this is what being connected will mean in the future.
Internet of Things is the new
we
buzzword.
We have created a platform that is able to work with other machines to extend you and your information beyond the mobile device to a car, to your home, your healthcare system, or wherever you are. This is the promise of the BlackBerry 10 platform.
Give me some examples, Thorsten.
Today, we're having a good browser, great messaging, apps, a good camera, and social networking on your phone is just expected. So with BlackBerry 10, how do we make sure we go beyond those expectations? First, BlackBerry 10 builds on and betters more than 20 years of our communications and security leadership. And it adds an industry-leading, secure, reliable, real-time operating system at the core. And BlackBerry 10 has a focus on content and apps. And it offers a user experience that adapts beyond anything you have seen before. But before I get to unveiling this platform in all its glory, I'm going to ask for a few more minutes of your time. Just saying we have reinvented this company is simply not enough. Today represents a new day in the history of BlackBerry.
This better be worth
it. 2 years ago, we had to make a very serious decision. Adopt someone else's platform or build a whole new one from ground up for BlackBerry. And we made the tough call to go it alone. And for that, I must thank a few people. First, to Dan Dodge and his team for providing a fantastic OS and building the software architecture that provides the foundation of BlackBerry 10.
So either thanking these people or blaming them if this does not work.
Thanking them before the announcement.
Our engineering and software teams at both RIM and QNX just continue to amaze us with what they're pulling off. Second, we have built strong and very important relationships with our carrier partners and an ecosystem that has grown to over 650 carriers and distribution partners in more than 175 countries. And we want to thank Jim Balsillie for this.
This is really
Jim
important.
Balsillie, shout out.
Nice. Explain that RIM's not dead by any means, and the platform is
finally,
super important to them.
Today, you will see the amazing experience we are bringing to people with BlackBerry Hub, BlackBerry Flow, and Peak. And you
and
will
what?
See the connection between
Hub,
RIM
Flow, and Peak
and
are the terms they use. Yep.
For the inspiration and innovation that led to these three
That's
amazing innovations in mobile computing, our heartfelt thanks go to Mike Lazaridis, who is in the audience today.
Mike Lazaridis, shout out. Okay. A little thanks to the founders here.
Thanks for getting out of the way, guys. I can do my job. He claps for himself. I did not notice that.
Mike, from all people at RIM, thank you so much for guiding us into the future. The future is still hard work. Bringing an entirely new platform to the market and ushering this company through a really difficult transition took careful planning. And we absolutely knew it was risky. It took heartfelt and sometimes really brutal honesty with ourselves and with others.
The delay in the announcement, I think, is meant to be a metaphor for the delay in the release.
The next phase of growth.
Very subtle.
And innovation of our company. We have transformed ourselves inside and out. And we have defined our vision.
Hmm.
A dedication to the boundless opportunities of mobile computing, which makes the day the perfect time for another big announcement I want to share.
Oh, finally. The first one, actually.
From this point forward, RIM becomes BlackBerry.
They've changed their name.
Changing the name of the company.
For the company, because a lot of people call RIM BlackBerry by accident, including myself. So thanks for that.
It is one brand. It is one promise. Our customers use the BlackBerry. Our employees work for BlackBerry. And our shareholders are owners of BlackBerry. From today on, we are BlackBerry everywhere in the world.
So, stock symbol BB, is that what I saw?
The starting line that today represents begins with one consistent brand. A brand that is recognized around the world.
Yes.
BlackBerry has changed. We have redesigned the BlackBerry experience.
I think that's Tokyo Stock Exchange and on NASDAQ, BBRY.
We have reinvented this company, and we want to reflect this in our brand. We are now, more than ever, a company that is united in our vision for mobile computing. And it all starts today with our renaming and with the global launch of BlackBerry 10.
They're no longer research in motion.
There are fundamental pieces
of arrested the motion that BlackBerry and become fruits.
Our ability to communicate.
Naming your technology company after a fruit has been successful for Apple.
And the way we use our time.
Why not?
We knew we had to maintain that foundation in communications and give people what they want. And it needed to be simple and elegant. And the elegance in BlackBerry 10 is clear when you want to take action.
I do have to acknowledge the many people in the chat room saying RIM is dead. But
a photo, a video, a phone call, or a chat. Everything in BlackBerry 10 is there in one place for you. And with a simple swipe, you can share, you can consume, you can create.
I'm really glad it's not in three places. One place is a good idea.
That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, am I right?
It's pretty good what you want, though. What do you want? Amazing? Excellent?
Come on, journalists.
For me, that question cannot be answered without seeing the faces of our incredible BlackBerry employees. All 12,000 of them in 36 countries worldwide.
And I want to invite them up on stage right now.
This is why this moment...
They're all doing the wave internationally.
...to them.
Right now.
So, I asked them to help count us up to the reveal of the new platform. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. I like the ship with that stand. I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the BlackBerry Z10 and the BlackBerry Q10.
The Q10 is the one with the 440 keyboard. Makes a lot of sense for the Q. And the other is the touchscreen. Touchscreen only.
The new BlackBerry Z10 and the new BlackBerry Q10 powered by the platform BlackBerry 10. Aren't they beautiful?
This is like a proud father showing off a newborn. Isn't he beautiful?
Got a little more enthusiastic applause from the jaded crowd.
Actually,
because this
products
is
this time.
The window into the BlackBerry 10 experience. And we made sure by using the latest screen technology, the BlackBerry 10 screen images are clear, sharp, and incredibly vivid. Actually, what we did is we created a cinematic experience with this screen.
Kneel before Zed.
The back of the device offers a textured surface that makes it really comfortable to hold.
Now, people are laughing about the texture surface already. I'm telling you, that's a big deal because I'm testing a Samsung phone and it flies out of my hands like you wouldn't believe because it's shiny plastic.
That's why we can't have nice things.
And elegant. And whatever you do, you're only one swipe away from the heart of all of your activities.
And the slide they're showing the white version.
Now, I've been using BlackBerry 10 faithfully for a while now, and I'm amazed by how responsive I can be and how quickly I can share information. This device aggregates information for me intuitively, and it adapts to me and makes me even more efficient. I've also been testing the BlackBerry Q10. This is the first BlackBerry 10 smartphone with a physical keyboard. And we know there is a lot of physical keyboard lovers out there. Yeah. Right? We heard you loud and clear. Here it is. We built the same fantastic BlackBerry 10 user experience, but with a traditional physical keyboard. And we built this for all those people who told us we just have to have a physical keyboard typing experience.
That is one advantage for MKINNON. People identify BlackBerry, I should say, as being good at physical keyboards.
They have spectacular keyboards, like ThinkPad quality good.
These BlackBerry 10 devices are simply the absolute best typing experience in the industry, period.
The software keyboards.
And meticulous attention has again been paid to every little detail of the Q10 too. Take a look at the glass weave cover. This material was designed exclusively for this product. You won't find it on any other mobile device.
So you don't get the textured back
it's
on the
thinner,
keyboard one?
Lighter and stronger than
plastic.
Seems to
be a different texture.
And it looks beautiful. So these are the devices, and I think it's time now for us to see them in action. Please join me in welcoming Vivek Bhardwaj on stage.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
Vivek, we have been on quite some journeys, road shows
it's been
together.
A long year. Yes.
When we did all this, what did you learn about what's the most exciting part of BlackBerry 10?
Oh, that's easy. So for me, it's got to be the BlackBerry Hub. One of the things that I noticed is I've got email, I've got Facebook, I've got Twitter, LinkedIn, BBM, everything combined together. And one of the things that I wanted to focus on is managing all of this. How do I save time? How do I reduce stress? Well, BlackBerry 10 and the BlackBerry Hub allows me to do that.
So why don't you just show us how
it
works?
Yeah, sure. So first off, I'm actually going to show you what we mean by BlackBerry Flow. And you mentioned it earlier. It's about moving in between applications. It's not about home buttons, opening, closing. You can see as I open up applications and minimize them just by swiping from the very bottom how effortless and easy this is. I have all of my applications running, real time, right? Nothing's being paused. This is real time, true multitasking.
That is the big advantage of QNX, which they've built BlackBerry OS 10 on top of.
You know what? Sometimes you get immersed in a lot of content. This display is gorgeous. And you often have a cinematic experience, no matter what you're looking at. And, you know, Torsten, you and I have kind of been looking at a lot of...
Turning off the app switching,
recently.
It looks pretty smooth.
So, I'm sure you'll remember this
I don't believe Torsten has said anything about internal specs.
You could be reading a document. It doesn't matter. You're immersed in that moment. So, let's play this for you now. Now, think about this. I'm connected in so many different ways. And I want to be able to look at what's just come in. So that red light, that famous red flash starts blinking. What do I do? Well, by peeking to the hub, I've never left the experience. Nothing's paused, nothing's
compromised. You can see that video still running.
It continues to operate. Fast, fluid, reversible gesture.
Wow, fantastic. So easy.
That's been available in the playbook for some time now, so bringing that to the phone is
really
good.
Multitasking.
Exactly. I do just enjoy this video, by the way. So, one of the things you'll notice...
But I didn't do this with my car.
So one of the things you'll notice is I've got a bill that's come in, don't really care about it, get back to what I was doing.
You don't want to read bills.
There you go. I delete them anyway. So, if you look at this activity, in and out, that doesn't exist on BlackBerry 10. It's about flow, and this is the experience we're delivering. Now, let's say something important does come up. Let's say it's a BBM, like my buddy Gianni. Hey, are you busy? Maybe. Probably not. So you can see how we've moved from content straight into my BlackBerry
busy.
Hub. I'm managing everything. This is the power of BlackBerry Flow and Peak.
And you know what I find exciting?
Yeah.
Is that with this flow, we have designed a user interface and experience. You can only do this one-handed and with one thumb. Did you recognize this?
Exactly.
Only one thumb, and you have the full control of where you want to go and what you want to do.
It is a fantastic experience. So
simple and easy.
You know, now we're in the BlackBerry Hub. How about I show you some more? You'll notice that everything's easy to manage. Like I said, it's all of my channels. It could be anything. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You see, if I filter each view, see, a friend of mine has sent me a request. Now, again, I'm not leaving the Hub. I can confirm and accept that right there.
And you're not opening Facebook, right?
No, exactly.
It's deeply integrated into the Hub. So there's no in and out. There's no think point of, you know, which application do I have to use? No, you're just naturally flowing and responding to what's coming into you.
Exactly. And this is similar to what Windows Phone touts as well.
Even with Twitter, one of the things that I love to do is actually tweet straight from within the Hub. And again, you can do that right here. So imagine, it's not just about managing messages coming in. It's all of your activity, engagement in one single place. But it goes beyond that. So, you know, you and I have a lot of messages, and I tell you what, I'll hold that down. You can see how gestures come in to manage. I'll delete the bill because I don't really care about it. Now, you'll notice that as I have more and more content come in, I can action more and more things. There's a vacation email that I do need to, at some point, take
away. Putting all your messages, tweets, and Facebook messages all in one place, I mean, that seems like a novel concept. Yeah, although, like you said, Windows Phone does have something similar.
Again, you can see,
I mean, is this going to appeal to people who like apps? I mean, it seems a little like a new experience for lots of people.
Things that have just come in or things in the past. It's about things that are about to happen. Right? Your next meeting, your next...
It's a productivity play, right? And if anything, this steals from Microsoft's potential customers more than others.
Without having the calendar open. It's part of the Hub. It's integrated.
And so far, they're not showing anything
exactly.
New.
So you have the past,
no.
And you have the future at one swipe of your thumb. Fantastic. Great.
It's love just the it. First love official it. Presentation of it.
A universal inbox.
Now, you and I obviously have a lot of meetings, and the most important thing, certainly for me, and I know it is for you, is the people you're meeting,
mm-hmm.
Right? Who, why, when did you last meet them? Well, let me show you a meeting on BlackBerry 10. You can see the details coming in. But the most important thing is people. We automatically start pulling down photos from social networking sites like LinkedIn. So you know who you're meeting. You're not stumbling around in a coffee shop trying to find out who you're about to meet. You know, if I select an individual,
that's nifty.
Like Greg.
Still standing on productivity.
The content starts populating. This is all real time. You'll notice that we've actually recognized all the connections and networks that you have with Greg. We've also pulled in experience, education from LinkedIn. Everything's kept up to date. And we know that Greg, like me, uses a BlackBerry. So you can invite him to BBM straight away. It's that
we have these tiles that pull from...
You also want to know about Greg's environment. So what we're doing right now is pulling information about company information, social updates, posts on Twitter, Facebook. Doesn't that look just beautiful?
And we call it the People Hub. I mean, BlackBerry Hub.
Cataloging all that information... And real
I'm looking at this operating system. I wouldn't mind it as an app
lastly,
on another operating system.
Think of the last time you met Greg.
Universal inbox?
The last email you exchanged, the last phone call, the last Facebook tweet. All of this historical timeline comes together.
And this is all very similar to Windows Phone.
I love the BlackBerry Hub.
Tim Stevens on Engadget says he thinks Windows Phone is prettier.
Yeah, you can actually swipe with one finger and get right into your stuff.
I mean,
it's Windows Phone.
Think about doing what Vivek just showed us on a different system, right? You would have to go to LinkedIn and search, Facebook and search. You would have to open several browser pages of the company, of the individual. And here, you just have this as one fingertip adapted to you, and it gives you immediate information that is relevant to you, that you need at that very moment.
Yeah, so that is the People Hub.
That is the benefit of the Hub, right?
From Windows
Don't one. Search anymore. The device adapts to you and your meetings and what you need to know, and it delivers the content that is really, really meaningful. That's a very strong concept.
Yeah.
So we talked about the keyboard.
Yes.
Showed the physical, and you know we talked about the keyboard on the full-touch device. And we have the aspiration to be the best keyboard experience, period. So how do we do this on the full-touch device?
On touch? Well, let me compose a new email. One of the things you'll notice is the design. The look and feel is BlackBerry through and through. Those famous frets. White font on black keys. Everything just feels like a BlackBerry typing experience. But you know what we really
Which to existing
on,
BlackBerry and, fans you know, is big. Is, me, that's a big positive.
Certainly, like you've been traveling quite a lot recently. You're rushing through an airport. Maybe you've got a coffee, a bag, whatever it may
There's
be.
There's an airport scenario again.
Get a fast, accurate sentence out. Well, we built the ability to flick words right to the screen. So you can see how easy
TikTok points out their battery's down at 25%.
Flick word after word to inside the screen.
I call this writing without typing. That is the magic of the keyboard. Fantastic. Great.
It's the adaptive typing.
One thumb. Typing on a glass screen with one thumb. Magic.
And, you know, in fitting with BlackBerry Flow, we wanted gestures to consume the entire keyboard. So deleting words, I'm just swiping to the left.
I might call it Swift Key or swipe.
You want numbers and symbols. How frustrating it is sometimes to add a date, add a number, or a question mark, or an exclamation. Well, swipe down anywhere on the keyboard. It's that easy. But we wanted to go more than just building gestures and one-thumb typing. We wanted to understand exactly what you're saying. And that doesn't matter if it's in English,
so you're going to plant something in your brain. That's the magic, BlackBerry 10.
So with multi-language support, I simply start typing. And I'm going to give my best shot at French here. And you can see, for those of you that understand French, I still haven't learned it.
He's apologizing to the Quebecois right now.
To German. And you can see how easy that is.
Wow. Wow.
There's real trust and confidence. We want you to have that same typing experience you had on a physical BlackBerry keyboard device, on touch.
Simplicity, elegance, confidence.
Exactly.
That's what this keyboard is all about. It's a fantastic experience. And no toggling between languages. It's just there for
you. It's nifty.
So a lot of these features can be replicated on other devices at this point. I mean, you can switch keyboards on Android, probably something like this.
I think someone in the chat room said iOS now officially has the worst keyboard. I'd say that's right.
That's true, because you can never change it. So that's a big deal.
It's that easy. And that's the BlackBerry keyboard.
So I think we're holding to the promise that we have the best typing experience on a physical keyboard as much as on a touch keyboard. What do you want to look at next? We have talked about enterprise a lot. There's a lot of discussion about
prompter down.
Your own device to work.
Exactly.
There's concerns about security from CIOs, but there's also concerns, you know, about privacy from the individuals that own those devices that they bring to work and want to get connected. We see people, you know, running around with two devices. You know, one is the corporate one is their personal one. And I think that's a problem that we aspire to solve.
Absolutely.
For those constituents.
Now, Samsung
devices.
Dinged RIM about this in their commercial.
Sure. So, like I said earlier, I've been using, obviously, the BlackBerry Z10 for quite a while. And I've been managing it in work. And, well, I've had very little personal time. But when I have had...
Hey, welcome to the club.
Thank you. So when I have had, one of the things that I've loved about Balance is it's not overwhelming. It's easy to use. A single gesture on the screen, once you're activated to Bez 10, allows you to move between personal and work. It's that easy, right? You're not looking for a settings menu, buried under, looking for lots of controls. It's very easy to just move between both of these spaces. You'll notice as I went into work, everything's changed. Applications, yep. The wallpaper. Even BlackBerry World is now a work and private enterprise catalog. These are all the applications that my enterprise wants me to use. But the best thing about Balance is everything we believe about BlackBerry Flow. You're not in and out of personal and work, right? Your work and personal lives are very blended today. Well, we deliver the same thing on BlackBerry 10. You'll notice as I move back to personal, I open up BlackBerry World, which is just full of such rich content now. I minimize that. Both applications coexist, work and personal. It's secure, it's encrypted, it's managed, but you get a single unified user experience.
That is, I think, a great solution to the user.
Yes.
It is a great solution for the CIO.
I'd like to know more about how it's secure.
It's part of the device, and it's a great solution for the private user because he owns his privacy.
Absolutely.
All on one device, so I hope that we will see people merging from two devices into one, which then will be a BlackBerry 10.
Absolutely. And again, you can see another example here.
The one thing that they implied here is that you can have two instances of an app run, one in personal, one in work, and they would share data.
Right, because BlackBerry World, there's the ability to have your own corporate app store versus the greater BlackBerry World.
security, privacy in a single user experience. And that's BlackBerry Balance.
This was also announced a while ago.
Good. That I think is a great innovation in BlackBerry. It's
pretty work apps are denoted with a briefcase symbol on their icons.
There's another feature on BlackBerry you can't live without. And it's a successful service that we have with 60 million subscribers globally, loving it, using it, and that is BlackBerry Messenger. Yes. But I think there's some exciting news to share around BBM as well.
There is. So, you know, I've been using BBM since I first joined BlackBerry, and I've always enjoyed the real-time nature of it, right? I know when something's been delivered, when something's been read, and the delight of knowing that someone's writing back to me. I've used it for work, with family, friends. But on BlackBerry 10, we wanted to take it so much further. We wanted to push the boundaries, and we wanted to build mobile computing inside this messaging service. So now, you'll notice that every time you go into BBM, there'll be a prompt and a call icon at the very top right. Well, I've been talking to a buddy of mine, Andrew, who, as you can see, is kind of wishing me luck with the launch, and hopefully the demo's going well so far. Now, we've been talking most this morning on BBM, but with BlackBerry 10, we're able to take it that much further. How about we make the very first public BBM video call?
Oh, wow, that is exciting.
Ah, so now they have FaceTime.
So Andrew's in the UK right now at our London launch event. So we're going to give him a call, and oh, there he is.
Well, there he is.
Hey, Andrew, this is Vivek and Torsten.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
How is it in London?
What carrier are they on?
We've gone from a chat straight into a video call.
Probably a Wi-Fi, actually.
This is BlackBerry Flow. We're not moving in and out of applications. But what's really important for us, like I said, is to push the boundaries. BBM has been about
collaborating. Very gutsy to do a live call to another person in London. When Apple does it, it's usually somebody like in the back room.
We're going to introduce what we call BBM Screen Share. This is a brand new feature that allows you not only to share your camera, like most other video chat applications can, but also share your entire screen. So, Andrew, how about you share your screen with us in New York and the rest of the world?
Is that a Cat5 cable plugged into the side?
I don't know. So I'm thinking it's an AV cable and probably a.
Yeah, I don't think it's Cat5.
This is his screen, guys, coming from London.
Wow.
So, my BlackBerry.
Also, if BlackBerry is Cat5, I'd be thrilled.
It's probably a USB charger and then the
you can see application AV after application come together. And it looks like you've got some great apps there already. Again, the call continues. Imagine the possibilities.
Are they sharing the screen?
Pictures, websites, books, in the enterprise.
They are.
Documents.
Documents with our docs to go. Spreadsheets, PowerPoint, everything real time. It's that easy.
Oh, wow.
Now, Andrew, I know you've been in the UK.
So you can do screen share on BlackBerry Messaging via video.
Pictures. So how about we see a few of them now?
From your phone.
Andrew's just opening up the Pictures app. And as he does it, we can see picture after picture. Doesn't that look beautiful?
Unbelievable.
Wow, that is a great photo.
Whoa, yeah. We want to take that.
So I tell you Andrew, I'd love to keep talking to you, but we do have to get on with the rest of the show. So do BBM that photo across to us, and best of luck in London. Thanks. And that was BBM Video Chat with Screen Share.
Wow. This is good.
It is.
This is really, really good.
Screen Share is really impressive. That's pretty cool.
You know, a great consumer tool. You're a summer on vacation, right? You
just That's another absolutely fantastic thing for productivity. It's like, let me just show you. Did you open the doc? Right? Did you have this open at the same time?
They can really easily very, very share clean.
You see cell C5? That's how far our sales have fallen, Iaz.
I'm going to zoom in for you.
So, and you mentioned, vacation.
Did I?
Yes. At some point, I'm going to take one. Now, one of the things that happens with our smartphones today is we're managing content all over the place.
Emails, we work our employees to death.
On the browser,
that's why they thanked them 8 times already.
And we found there's no real way to bring this all together, to manage and organize all of this. So we're going to introduce a brand new application called BlackBerry Remember. And really, this is about bringing content together. So let me show you it on my BlackBerry Q10. Now, one of the things I love obviously about this product is the always-on keyboard. It's ready to go. But you noticed I flagged that email earlier on. Well, the minute I flagged that vacation email, it's gone into Remember. If I'm in the browser and I'm looking at holiday destinations. I can actually share this to remember. I can now move this to a vacation folder. I can add a due date, which I'm not going to do right now.
Come on.
I don't want you knowing exactly when I'm leaving. But I can add attachments, photos, videos, even a voice note. Remember to pack shorts.
It's kind of an Evernote.
I'm not telling
you. Yeah, it appears to be an integrated Evernote. It'll be system-wide, so you can remember again, anything from the operating system, keyboard, or that can run on the operating system.
I love is I
that might be very advantageous
for the app,
as compared
to
Evernote.
Fast and how quick that is to bring up the application. Now, you'll notice that I've got a number of folders in here already. Well, there's the vacation folder. There's an unfiled entries folder. If we go into that, there is the email I flagged earlier on. I can move that now straight to the vacation folder. Save it. As I come back out, everything's there. My browser bookmarks, documents, emails. I'm able to organize things even better. But what's really interesting about Remember is it's not just the things you actually pull together. It's a single source and destination for every type of content. Outlook, notes, and tasks are integrated straight away. And for you Evernote users out there, that's also integrated. You can see my Evernote notebook right now. And that's BlackBerry Remember.
Everything about one project in one place. Again, simplicity, comfort, immediacy, real-time access to all the information that you need. That is the theme in BlackBerry 10. It's just another great example of how consequently we have put this throughout the entire user experience. Great. We've seen those pictures from Andrew from London. Yes. I hope you guys have a good time in London, the other cities too. But why don't we talk a bit about media, camera?
Yeah, sure.
You know, what's new in BlackBerry 10 in that area?
You know, we've talked about the camera and we've seen some magic moments. I'm actually going to take the time right now to do a bit of a camera demo. I'm going to use my white Z10. Doesn't this look beautiful, by the way?
Hold it up.
There you go. Look at that. Now, this is going to be an interesting potential career move for me. I'm going to ask you to pose, Torsten, if you don't mind. One of the things
this is going to show up the quality of the camera.
It's really easy to use. So tap anywhere to take a photo.
And brightly lit stage. Let's see if we can take a good photo with it.
Well, just move focus around. It's that easy. But what really stands out is creating that perfect shot. So we have BlackBerry Time Shift. And what this allows us to do is capture that moment. So I can move the entire photo.
This also exists on other platforms.
And Torsten, I can go into your face. I'll be as gracious as I can here. And I'll stop for now. Oh, there's a good wink. There you go. How's that? And
good
it's that point. Easy. And that's the camera on BlackBerry Z10.
Ever tried to take a picture of four kids, open eyes, smiling at the same time?
Yes.
Quite a challenge. Yeah. Great, great media experience. But it doesn't stop there, right?
It doesn't.
Once you have a picture, what are you going to do with it?
So you can make it even better. And one of the things I want to show you now, if I go to my pictures application, again, you can see some great pictures here. Naturally, the one that Andrew showed us earlier. You'll notice now I can hit edit. The minute I do that, we launch in a built-in editor. Again, this is mobile in mind.
So BlackBerry doing a lot of the work with the software.
Look at the
saying, we're going to have our own photo editor. We have these cool functions in our camera.
Simple
You're not going to need apps.
I can go to styles.
iOS does that.
I can actually add a film strip effect. I could
got
be
built-in filters
guys, I
in the photo editor.
But you can see how easy it is to use.
There's a built-in photo editor on one of the platforms.
Crop exactly to what I need.
But do they have filters?
And it's as easy as that.
Who
and
cares?
That's the picture editor on BlackBerry 10.
BlackBerry cares.
Yeah, Android does. They're ticking a box here because people are going to say, well, what is the camera like? They got to show it, but it's not revolutionary.
That we know from other systems, it was all within the applications, all within the hub, all within this one application. The natural flow of getting things done comfortably. So, you want to go on vacation?
At some point.
Awkward pause.
You're fired. Let's
talk about this.
You couldn't take a clear picture of me? Get out of here.
Now, what could you do to get an even more exciting media experience on a BlackBerry 10, either for work or for vacation?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you asked.
You know what BlackBerry users are like. We love not only to live stories, but create them as well. So we built an experience which, you know, I personally have used and I've enjoyed so much. It's called Story Maker. So Naturally, this is a global launch, and the sites are all over the world. I've been asking them over the last day or so to send content across, photos, videos, and now I'd like to pull it all together and tell a beautiful story. Well, with StoryMaker, you can do that. Again, remember the editor. This is easy to use. You're not going to sit here for 2 hours to create really beautiful content. I can go in. I can choose my media. So I'll select a number of pictures and videos here. I can add some music. So we'll take a song from Alicia Keys. I can put titles and credits, so I can really personalize this entire experience. And when I hit done, we automatically bring the content together, add transitions, animations, and effects. And you can change them on the fly. It's so easy to use, and it looks so beautiful. You can actually then save this and share it with all your family and friends. So how about we take a moment to look at some of the BlackBerry 10 story?
So this is similar to like things that iMovie, iPhoto do, except it's built into the operating system. Sort of niffy.
I guess when you're at that airport scenario and you're killing time, you're like, I'm going to make a video right now.
You want your child to know what you look like and what you've been doing while you were away.
But can you do this all with one thumb? That's the question I have.
And that's BlackBerry StoryMaker. Wonderful.
That's Windows Movie Maker.
So, oops. Lots of examples around BlackBerry Flow. No in and out paradigm. Just one swipe, and you can do, you know, whatever you want to do. Vivek, thanks a bunch for doing this with me.
Thank you, Torsten. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Really, really exciting to explore the capabilities of that system. I mean, there's so much in it that is so exciting and innovative. It's new hardware. It's a new operating system. Lots of new ideas, as you've just seen. It's a new way of sharing and connecting. This is the new BlackBerry.
So far, a very good phone, but I'm still waiting for that wow thing that makes people who otherwise wouldn't care take notice.
And it's not just a new
BlackBerry.
That's
why people think this launch is too late, because a lot of this would be excellent 2 years ago.
Working with our partners.
But now it's just like everybody else.
We work with partners to offer the best services like maps, camera, video, and keyboard, as you just have seen. We've also been working more strategically and more openly than ever before with leading application partners, because the platform of BB10 allows us to do that, as it is an open platform. In fact, we will launch with an amazing collection of music, TV shows, and movies, with all 8 major studios signing on to provide their video content in all major music labels available in BlackBerry World.
Yeah, this is BlackBerry World again, another box ticking off, an important one.
A lot of things to choose from.
Playing catch up here. And, BlackBerry Flow is
like
great. I think BlackBerry Flow is something that they have an advantage of. BlackBerry Balance is good. It's probably one of the better profile switchers, but it's not the only one.
Strategically target the top applications, because I know that matters to many of us and you across the world for BlackBerry 10. Please let's welcome Marty Malik.
Verge already has their BlackBerry Z10 review up.
That was fast.
The embargo must have ended at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Before I talk about the content and applications on BlackBerry 10, first I want to take a moment just to thank our partners for their excitement, their passion, and their support. Their belief in BlackBerry 10 is absolutely amazing, and it's helped us make this launch a huge success right out of the gate. I applaud them for their commitment. Thank you. Many people didn't believe we could create a BlackBerry that delivers an incredible application and content experience. But we did. It's BlackBerry 10. This was a total company-wide effort, the flawless execution by the engineers and the content teams to deliver a deeply integrated solution for content and applications is remarkable. Today, I can say with absolute confidence that the deliberate decision to build the platform with developers and applications at the heart of it has paid off. We are launching BlackBerry 10 with more apps by far than any first generation operating system. The support of the developer community is outstanding. we already have over 70,000 applications.
The Verge review basically says that it is a good phone, over but it disappoints in a few areas. The new UI doesn't always pay off, and battery life is a serious concern.
And with the momentum that we've built, we will continue to see thousands
sounds
of apps.
Sounds a bit like the Lumia line when it was introduced. Like, hey, this is decent,
now,
but is it too
while
late?
We know that having a great selection of apps is critical, we also know that everybody has their favorite apps, the apps they use all the time. And when they get their BlackBerry 10 devices, they're going to be looking for those apps. I'm not going to keep you in suspense. Yes, we have Skype committed to BlackBerry 10.
This
and
it
yes,
reminds me of when
Amazon
Microsoft
Kindle
started touting the apps
to BlackBerry
that they got.
10.
They don't come as excitement to me.
And yes, we have WhatsApp committed to BlackBerry
10. Because I've been waiting
10.
For them.
Like
they
you were saying, these are just checkbox things. You got to make sure that you have the things that people
BlackBerry
are used to.
10.
So if you're going to switch at all, you have the same
and yes,
experience.
We have Angry Birds committed to BlackBerry 10.
You have to have Angry Birds.
I guess
it's
so.
Not a serious phone.
I'm thrilled to say that we have not 46 top applications, not even just a few hundred. We have over 1,000 of those top applications from around the world committed to BlackBerry 10. Across.
Why don't they have any Google apps? Because I think Microsoft,
across
they found
every
out
category,
that Google's not doing anything for Windows.
Across every
phone.
Region of the globe, we have leading app partners building applications for BlackBerry 10. So let me highlight a few. In social, we have Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, Uvu, LinkedIn, amongst many others. In gaming,
they essentially have to
strength.
Do this, though.
Where's my water? Where's my
so
berry?
So many people are saying they don't have
they're
the
on
apps.
BlackBerry 10.
But Disney games, EA games, that's pretty impressive.
And there's more games. Jetpack Joyride, Sega with Sonic, Electronic Arts, Gameloft. In media.
I wonder how these games are going to appear on the Songza, two different screen sizes
Soundhound,
of the Q10
New York
and the
Times,
Z10.
Press Reader, Ardio, TuneIn, just to name a few. And our lineup in business.
The Verge
and
basically reports that the battery couldn't make it through
just
an entire
WebEx,
day
Journal,
all the time. Now, the
Economist,
nice thing is you can
Reuters,
pop that back
Bloomberg,
off of the Z10 and swap
Fox,
the battery.
BMC software. All
yeah, but for some, for
10.
A company that's hanging its hat on productivity,
apps,
you want to have a battery that can survive.
We have weather
probably
apps,
that multitasking.
We have apps in healthcare, finance, and government.
It keeps everything running at full
it's
speed all the time.
It's really remarkable to see all of these top app partners committed to BlackBerry 10. And let's keep in mind, this is a net new platform. It's only launched today. So how do we accomplish this?
By delaying
it's a new
one
code
year.
Base, that's fair.
By identifying our top targets. You know, the apps that are on other platforms. The apps people talk about, the apps that people use the most. We did this for both the global and local brands because we realized the importance of delivering a locally relevant content
carriers
experience.
Carriers and pricing at this point.
It's important that no matter where you
it's
are,
actually in the Verge review.
If you're in Dubai, Johannesburg,
Verizon, AT&T,
New Delhi,
LTE.
Paris, Toronto, Jakarta, London, or here in New York City, it's important that you get the content that you want. We built a global team, and for over a year, our focus has been to partner with these application providers. We went to them to establish true partnerships, to show them the great opportunity that BlackBerry 10 represents. And now we're delivering on that promise. Our partner success is our success. But as Torsten said earlier, a full content experience, it's not just about apps and games. BlackBerry World.
It seems like all the embargoes have lifted, so there's
the
extra things about the Z10
BlackBerry
on
10 applications.
And gadget. It's a clip-on
games,
speakerphone, charger
videos,
bundle, and cases.
And music.
That sounds more interesting than this.
In the
U.S.,
we have all 8 of the major movie studios and leading television networks delivering their content on BlackBerry 10. When it comes to music, we're offering a huge catalog of songs. All
something
the major
called
record
the
labels,
Music Gateway, NFC-powered.
Nobody will
that's
feel they're
up.
Lacking in applications and content on BlackBerry 10. And the great thing is that getting this content is the easiest it's ever been. We focused on the end-to-end experience. We made it easy to discover, to purchase, to download applications and content. You can install multiple applications simultaneously. And there's no need to reboot your device. It's a new BlackBerry with amazing content on a brand new platform. There's more apps. There's more top apps, and there is definitely more to come. Thank you.
That's their pitch, that they have the apps.
Well, they were talking about being hyper-connected, social something or others. So that's their user base. You have to have these apps. And according to Clayton Morris, the BlackBerry app is not built by Facebook. So it's probably one of Brim's homegrown. They're doing a video demo of all the different applications that they have, showing off an application I don't know. Some photo applications. Taking photos of a BlackBerry playbook, actually. I didn't see Dropbox on that. I don't know if you did, Tom.
I saw Box, but I didn't see Dropbox. Doesn't mean it's not there. I just didn't see it. Yeah, this is going to be great for BlackBerry fans. And it might swing a few people who are thinking about leaving or just left BlackBerry back. I don't see anything yet that's going to take somebody who's not interested in BlackBerry now and make them interested.
Right. The ecosystem tie-in with Android, if you have a bunch of apps that you like, or if you're on iOS and you have media, so you're stuck there too, there's really nothing about the BlackBerry 10 that's going to drag you over going, oh, this is completely a different experience, or this is something that is compelling in a way that will pull people away from whatever loyalties they have already.
Dropbox is there.
Thank you, chat room. And Tom.
This is just for those on the audio podcast, this is just a video showing all of the features, all of the apps that they have, all the music and video options, the magazine options, showing. And what Rim is really done today is emphasize this is a great phone for productivity, for business-minded people, and we are now at least at par with everybody else. You can't say we don't have the apps. You can say we may not get the apps first. That's still a criticism of Android, but they have all the major apps. You can't say that they don't have entertainment options. They pretty much do everything you would expect a smartphone to do now.
As I said, new operating system, new hardware, new strategic partners, a new store, a new BlackBerry. And an entirely new way of thinking on an entirely new platform. Now, I know what you're thinking. When can I get it?
Mm-hmm. That's what Randall Schwartz is thinking.
By the end of February, we will be completing lab testing with 110 carriers globally. Worldwide, we have several key markets that are revealing pricing and availability today. In the US market, our carrier partners, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile, will begin announcing pre-registration and price plans today. We expect availability with most. Yeah, great. Thank you.
So no price? They're going to make
we
the carriers do
expect the availability with most U.S. carriers for the BlackBerry Z10
to the VerizonWireless.com on the front page.
In Canada, the BlackBerry Z10 will be available on February 5th already. And pricing will vary by carrier partner, but it will retail for around $149.99 on a three-year contract. In the United Arab Emirates, one of our most important markets, the BlackBerry Z10 will be available on February 10th. And look at the UK. The BlackBerry Z10 will be available tomorrow from Everything Everywhere, O2, Vodafone, Phones for You, British Telecom, 3UK, and Carphone Warehouse. That is something.
Wow, tomorrow for the UK. Well done.
Looking for exciting launch. As I said, price points will vary according to carrier and retail partners. The BlackBerry Z10 smartphones will be available fully subsidized, also on competitive pay monthly contracts.
$150 US, not bad at all.
Partners, this is, Bloomberg says the devices will cost $599 unsubsidized in the United States.
So we will announce new pricing and availability information as carriers roll it out around the world.
So it won't hit the US until March.
And I know everyone is eager to try the BlackBerry Z10. But before you do,
carrier testing,
I just want to make another big announcement. Today, it isn't just about unveiling a new platform or a new product. It is about changing a culture, both within BlackBerry and hopefully our world. There has been much speculation leading up to this day, much of it around BlackBerry 10, but I hope you understand that isn't just about today. Our success will come from listening to our customers. To do so, we're directly engaging in a dynamic set of conversations with successful, creative entrepreneurs and artists to inspire the future of BlackBerry. We're also engaging in conversations with working moms, by the way, the largest growing sector of the workplace. Our goal is to better their lives and simplify their lives too. So to accomplish these goals, we actually have taken an extraordinary step by creating a new position at BlackBerry, a global creative director position. We wanted someone at the top of her field, well-respected, immensely creative, and very talented. We needed someone who incorporates technology and connectivity into her day-to-day work. She is a 14-time Grammy Award winner singer-songwriter, an author, a film and theater producer, a world-renowned philanthropist, one of the top 30 people in the world on Twitter, a wife and a mother, an original BlackBerry power user, and now back to BlackBerry. She's BlackBerry's new global creative director. Please welcome Mrs. Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys has been named global creative director for BlackBerry.
That means that's the celebrity we keep on retainers. Sort of like when Lady Gaga assumes a Polaroid. Unless she's actually going to do corporate work. I mean, we've seen Dr. Dre do that with Beats and things.
Thank you so much.
Great. Just bring out Jessica Alba already. Says furniture guy.
We're so excited to have you as part of our BlackBerry family.
Oh, my goodness.
This company's on fire.
I'm so excited as well. Thank you for reaching out for me. Thank you for giving me an early look at this beautiful phone. I love the new browser. It's super fast. I love the hub, the design, the flow. You know, I'm definitely a fan of that. I'm obsessed with the time shift. I love the camera is great and the way that you can capture the picture in that way. And I definitely love how you can switch from work to play mode through balance.
Maybe she should have done the keynote.
I love that. I think it's a good
lots of energy here
for all of us good. To put work aside when we need to.
Yes, performer we're there. Trying to do to make life easier for people. That's why we developed that fantastic innovation.
Yes.
You were a longtime BlackBerry user, and then we lost you for a while. What happened?
Let's see. That is true. Let me see how I best describe this. It's kind of like, you know, I was in a long-term relationship with BlackBerry. And then I started to notice some new, kind of hotter, attractive, sexier phones at the gym. And I kind of broke up with you for something that had a little more bling. But I always missed the way you organized my life and the way that you were there for me at my job. And so I started to have two phones. I was kind of playing the field. But then you called. And you told me that you were working out. You added a lot more features, a new platform. You got a lot faster. All of that was true. And now we're exclusively dating again, and I'm very happy.
Oh, so are we. So are we.
Okay.
And I give you a promise. We're going to fight really hard to keep you as our global creative director. But tell us a little bit about what got you excited about this opportunity to work with us again.
Oh, there's so much synchronicity, and I'm fascinated by technology. I've always wanted to work directly with a technology company, but I do have a pretty demanding job that takes a lot of my time, so it would have to make sense, you know. And so I wanted to do something where I could grow professionally and personally and really have an impact on shaping a technology platform. The music business has changed dramatically, and because of that, there are so many opportunities in the creative space, particularly with the BlackBerry. So I read an interview with you, actually, that I really loved.
Okay, Rim.
Where you
mean,
were talking
BlackBerry.
About the power of mobile computing. And you were saying that we're just at the beginning of a mobile revolution and how the laptop in so many ways is becoming extinct. So that was an exact parallel to me with the changes in the music business. So we have a lot in common, and we have
is this their one more thing?
Opportunity to explore.
I believe so.
Yes, and
this
we're
new
absolutely
position.
Looking forward to do this together.
Mm-hmm. By Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting for us to also understand the synonyms between music and our technology platform, and
yes.
We really want to evolve it into that space. And I know we together we can absolutely make that happen. So
yes.
We're absolutely excited about that opportunity. Now,
Yeah, you're signed up for a job.
Yes.
Right? So yes. Tell us, what are you going to do for us?
I'm extremely committed. I'm a very committed, focused individual. So I'm going to work closely with the app designers, the developers, the content creators, the retailers, the carriers to really explore this BlackBerry 10 platform and create ideas for its future. I'm definitely going to start with other superwomen who also love BlackBerry, a big demographic for BlackBerry. I'm also going to work with people in the entertainment and music business to inspire creative projects. And most importantly, I want to further enhance this concept of having your work life and your personal life all together in one device. I really want to bridge the gap between the work phone and the play phone. So it's a big job and it's a super hands-on role. But I am extremely excited and ready to jump in and work closely with you and your incredible team.
So if your app doesn't compile, Tim Stevens at Engadget suggests you call Alicia Keys.
Thank you.
I'm sure her phone number will be default in your contacts list on your BlackBerry 10.
Keep moving project that you have been kicking into gear already.
Love the keep moving project. BlackBerry's mantra is to inspire people to keep moving. And so we've challenged several of the world's top athletes, writers, artists, designers, filmmakers, musicians to use this new platform to create something special with it. The first few that you'll see are filmmaker Robert Rodriguez and author Neil Gaiman participating with many others to follow.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's incredible. So we put together a little video to show you how they'll be using the new platform. Okay. Go and check
Wonderful.
It out.
Want to take a look?
All right, well, we have to wrap up for Randall Schwartz and Floss Weekly. So I think this is as good a point of it as any. I can't imagine they've given us pricing and availability. I imagine Thorsten Hines will come out and say thank you at the end of this video, which I'm sure you can find at the BlackBerry website. I want to thank our sponsor for today's show, Slingbox. In fact, I just hooked up my Slingbox in the new place that I moved into. And wow, was I missing it. Slingbox lets you watch your live TV anywhere you go, which is great when you're traveling. You can get all your home TV stuff there, but you can also get it around the house. All of a sudden, I've got TVs in every room, just on my tablet and on my phone. Check out Slingbox, built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, 1080p, all available for you to use. Once you buy it and you get the apps going, you don't have to pay a monthly service fee or anything like that. So check it out at slingbox.com/twit. And we always thank Slingbox for their help in bringing you breaking news. Hey, Ayaz, any last thoughts before we wrap up here?
I think that Rim showed off, or BlackBerry now, they showed off a really good phone. It seems a little bit lagging in time. It should have been maybe about a year ago it came out. Although I'm really curious with the delay of its release, what Mobile World Congress is going to do to this in February. Because that's when all the hot phones will be shown off. If this is delayed till March in the United States, I think BlackBerry's got a tough road to go.
Yeah, I think this has done almost all of the things that they had to do. They have brought BlackBerry up to the level that is even with other phones out there. And in fact, they're ahead in a couple of things. I've always felt that the QNX-based operating system that they had, even before OS X on the playbook, is superior to every mobile operating system out there. And I think the BlackBerry Flow shows it off to its best advantage. So I'm a big fan of that. I think BlackBerry Balance, while not something that you haven't seen on other platforms, is done well. It looks very easy. I'd like to play around with it a little more. I'd like to know a little bit more about its security. Everything else, the video calling, the story maker, even the BlackBerry world with all of its music and movies, is good stuff, things that they had to do. I don't know that this is the thing that puts RIM back up top, but maybe it keeps it far enough. Maybe it reverses the slide and it stops them from declining, or at least holds the line and gets them back in the hands of business users. And that seems to be their real pitch here.
It definitely seems like RIM is just, they wanted to get on solid footing. And this phone definitely will put them in competition with everybody else, but it's really stiff competition.
The BlackBerry Z10, it's Z10 if you're here in the U.S. like us, touchscreen, 4.2-inch screen with 356 PPI, textured surface. Also the Q10, which is essentially the same phone with a keyboard, with a physical keyboard. Price around $150 in Canada on a three-year contract. I didn't hear that when he first said it, but I went and looked it up. That's what they said. Around $200 in the U.S., $599 unsubsidized, according to Bloomberg. Coming to Canada February 5th. Coming to the United States in March, coming to the UK tomorrow, and the United Arab Emirates February 10th. And their one more thing was naming Alicia Keys Global Creative Director for BlackBerry. Well, that is it for this special coverage of BlackBerry's announcement, because that was the other thing they announced. They're no longer RIM. They're changing their name to BlackBerry, and they'll get a new stock ticker symbol to go with it. Thank you, Ayaz Akhtar, for getting up, dragging yourself out of bed early, and covering this with me. It was much more enjoyable. All right, and thank you all for watching. You can find all of our specials at twit.tv/special. See you next time.